While you're turning, I want to read a verse. We were talking earlier about our young people and our children and how important it is for our children to be saved and to pray for their salvation. And my Bible just opened up as I sat down down there, and this verse jumped off the page. So while you turn to Matthew 24, let me read this verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Give me a little volume, Eddie. My throat's about gone. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Well, that's my prayer for our children, that they would look to and see the Creator of the universe, the Savior of the world. And so I'm sure if I give the microphone to and pass it around this evening, I won't do that, but there ain't a person in here that's saved that wouldn't say, "I wish I had done it sooner. I wish I'd have given my heart and my life to Jesus sooner." I've never met a Christian that said, "I wish I'd have waited." Never met one. Never will. Matthew chapter 24, our time is extremely limited, and so we're going to, you're going to have to throw her in overdrive and listen fast tonight, all right? I'm going to try to pull a Justin Cooper and just, now y'all don't leave out here accusing me of speaking in tongues, all right? No, I'm kidding. That ain't in my DNA. I can't do nothing fast. Matthew chapter number 24, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. We did that last week. I encourage you to read it on your own. But if you will, look with me in verse number 44. Matthew 24, verse 44. The Bible said, "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Last week, we went through the entire chapter, every word of every verse, through the whole chapter of Matthew 24, and dealt with, and we took the majority of the time. I went back and just listened to, trying to find out where we got to last week, and almost the whole service, we were just reading this chapter. And if you wasn't here, then I apologize, but go back. But Matthew chapter 24 is dealing, and even in the verse we read, "For such an hour as you think not that the Son of Man cometh." The disciples were asking Jesus, when he made a statement about there wouldn't be one stone left of the temple that would be overthrown, it grabbed their attention, and they began probing and asking questions to Jesus, saying, When will the end of the world come? When will these things be?" And Jesus responded, in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Honestly speaking this evening, there ain't many people looking for Jesus. I mean, honestly, people are busy. People are buzzing around, and they are working, and they are playing, and they're eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and this world is focused on anything and everything but the coming of the Lord. Now, I'm talking about the world. That's how the world is thinking. They're not looking, Brother Cam. They ain't looking for Jesus. They ain't listening for the trumpet. They are tied up, I mean 100% engulfed in me, myself, and mine, and my agenda, and what I'm going to do. The world is not looking for Jesus. Would you agree? Now let me bring it closer. Packlet ain't looking for Jesus. I love Packlet. I'm born and raised in this little town. But hey, just like this world ain't looking for Jesus, you ain't got to ride far, Brother Jimmy, around Packlet to see these people ain't looking for Jesus. They're not looking for Him, Brother Ned, right here in our own community, our own Jerusalem, right here under the shadow of this steeple, in a stone's throw of this Baptist Bible-believing church. People ain't looking for Jesus to come. Can I get a little closer? Right here in this room. Right here in this room, we're so busy. We're running here and there. And don't get mad at me. Don't mute me. Don't cut me off. I love you enough, and I'm being honest. And I'm gonna get so close to you and so close to me. To be honest, I ain't gonna call your name, but I doubt very seriously. Let's be honest tonight. God in heaven is looking down, and God in heaven is listening. And God in heaven said, I know your thoughts are far off. Before you got to church, God knew what your answer to this question would be. So don't lie. And I ain't asking for you to verbalize it, but I know in my own heart I've been busy today. And I had to preach tonight. I knew I had to preach tonight, but I have run ragged all day long, doing this phone calls, this, all day long. And I'm the preacher. But you are the hearer. You are the believer. You are the Christian by your own testimony. I'm going to count to three when I ask this question. And I want you to be honest with yourself and be humble enough to tell the truth and not worry about nobody else and what they're thinking. When I count to three, I want you to raise your hand if you've thought about Jesus coming today. Has that come across your mind today before you got to church? From the time you woke up this morning, did you think today could be the day that He splits the clouds and comes and calls and the trump sounds? 1, 2, 3. Look around. Look around. I don't see a hand. I don't see a hand. Now you tell me. We are an old-fashioned, independent, Bible-believing Baptist church. We've sent over $1.5 million around the world to tell people Jesus saves and Jesus is coming. Get saved while you can, because if you wait, you're going to be left behind. And right here in this church, what I believe to be the cream of the crop, we've let the day go by and not look for Him. And Jesus said, it's going to be a day when ain't nobody looking. Let me give you an illustration. I've done it before. But how many of us today have spent more time looking down than looking up? In an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I'm saying to you, this world ain't looking for Jesus. America ain't looking for Jesus to come. Packlet ain't looking for Jesus to come. And sadly, most churches ain't looking for Jesus to come. And even more sadly, most Christians. We love Jesus. We're glad we're saved. We're glad. Thank God, Brother Dennis, I ain't going to hell when I die. My sins are forgiven. I got a God they just sang about who will walk through the valley with me, and He will strengthen me and encourage me. I got brothers and sisters in the Lord who today got text from people in this church just saying, preacher, I'm praying for you. How's your heart? How's the heart monitor going? Have you heard any news? We just want you to know we love you and we're praying for you.
Well, praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord, I got a family. Praise the Lord, I got a wife and children that love me and care about me and pray for me and encourage me. Thank God I got a church. I mean, a people, believer. Brother Jeff, I thank the Lord. Cricket, I thank the Lord God brought y'all here. I mean that. I mean, from the depths of my heart. I was telling somebody this week, I'm so grateful God brought y'all to our church and joined and grew our family and knit our hearts together. God's given us a good church. God's blessed our church. We got a good church. I mean, we are fundamental. We are Bible believers. And are we perfect? Are we what? Everything we should be? No, we fall short. But I believe we are following after it. I believe we're chasing and we're growing and we're maturing. We're getting there. And even a church like that, and even believers like us who are, I believe, to be serious Christians, have let a day slip by on us and got so caught up we didn't even look for Him. And I'm not here judging you or judging. I'm saying to all of us, Lord, help us to realize how close we are and how little time we have. And only what we do for Christ is going to last. And only the ones we win is going to make it in. I mean, only the ones we reach will miss hell. In an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So, the first part of that verse, look again at verse 44. With that being the case, now, I didn't target anybody. I lumped me in the crowd first, in the first line in front of everybody, in front of God and everybody. I said, and God wouldn't let me raise my hand because I didn't look for Him today. And I ain't about to get up in front of Him and you and lie to look better. But I wanted to make the point, even at my own shame, we got to be better and we got to do better than that. Because this is the reason. If we're not looking for Him, if we're not listening for Him and anticipating with the reality that it could be today, amen, there will be no fire under us. There will be nothing pushing us to get it done. We will be lackadaisical and we'll become lazy and we'll feel like we've got all the time in the world and we won't put oil in our lanterns, and when the husband comes, when the bride, listen, we will be left and those that we love will be left and we'll go, but they will be left because we thought in an hour when you think not. And so I just want to encourage you and me to realize, what does the first part of that verse say? Look at it. Look at the first part. 1, 2, 3, 4, the first five verse words. Therefore, be ye also what? Ready. Therefore, because of all that I just said, Jesus said, because everything I just laid out, because there is a great tribulation coming, because the end of the world is coming, because there's going to be such judgment and wrath poured out without mercy. I mean, there's going to be coming a day that's never been a day like it before, never be a day like it after. That day is coming. Therefore, because of all of that, we got to get ready. And so that's the heart of the message. Therefore, be also ready. I want to be ready. Oh, I want to be, Mac, I want to be ready. But it ain't just about me being ready. He said, therefore, be ye also. I want you to be ready. I want your wife to be, I want your daughter to be ready. Listen, Chastity, I want y'all to be ready. But I want you and your children to be ready. I do. Therefore, ye also, it ain't just about me. I mean, I want to be ready. Brother Alex, But you have dedicated and signed your name on the dotted line to go around the world and drop your family off in a place called Iceland to tell people about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. You need to be ready, but you wouldn't be doing that if you didn't want others to be ready also. We found out this week, it was mentioned in prayer, that a boy that was a member of this church, a boy who sat on these pews less than 2 or 3 weeks ago, a boy who sat in that building over there his whole life, the wages of sin is death. And God don't overlook sin for me or for you. And you say, listen, I don't know the details. I just know that sin has a big price tag. And when it's said and done, you say, but he was innocent or she was innocent or he wasn't at fault or she wasn't. Listen to me. The wages of sin is death. The devil cometh forth but to steal, kill, and to destroy. So why'd you mention it? I'm saying because, listen to me, I guarantee you last Sunday, I had no idea. Never would have dreamed that boy would have left this world this week. Young. Had no idea. In an hour when you think, I wasn't thinking, it was the farthest thing from my mind that he'd be snatched out of this world. Listen to me. The coming of the Lord's going to be just like that. Do you know what? That boy called me 3 times within the past 3 weeks. 4 times. Text me. You know what I did? I ignored his call. 2 times. I thought, I ain't got time to deal with this. I'll get back to him. And I did. But oh, had I known that his time was limited, had I known only had 2 or 3 more times to talk to him and to persuade him and to push him and to pray for him and to be burdened and to do everything in my power to get him to God, I would have done everything in my power to make sure he was ready also. And that's him. But there's 1,000,000 more hymns. Amen. And we don't know. You know not what tomorrow holds. Yeah. Lord help us. That's one tragic person that we all know. It's one terrifying situation that most of everybody's heard about. But can I say, and I'm not belittling that at all, but that's a drop in the bucket to the day Jesus comes. It ain't one. It's everybody you know that ain't ready. Every loved one, every brother, every sister, every child, every son, every daughter, every mama, every daddy, every aunt, every uncle, every friend. I mean, every coworker that ain't ready also will be left to deal with all of Matthew 24 and all that's coming after and all the wrath of God poured out and then hell and the lake of fire. And God saying to us, and Jesus said to these disciples, therefore be ye also ready. I'm talking about getting right for the flight. My goodness, our time's gone. Verse 3, the disciples had asked the Lord when they could expect the word in the world. Verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? He says, is the world really ending? There's a lot of people don't believe that.
There's a lot of people out there who believes that we are evolving. The world ain't coming to an end. The world's just getting better and better. Can I say to you, listen, I know we don't believe in that. I know most of us know the world's going to end, but can I say to you, it ain't just about the world. This is talking about the world ending as a whole, but do you know this past week there was some worlds that ended personally? Jesus is talking about the end of the world, but do you know your world could end before you wake up tomorrow? Right. I took that crazy heart monitor off. I counted down the minutes till I had to go through that awful pain and agony of ripping that glue-taped mess off of me, all them patches. And when that thing went to zero, I started snagging and jerking. And Brian started trying to jerk and pull too just to make me hurt worse. And laughed. About made me fight for preaching and that. My point, hey listen, I ain't got the news on what they're going to say to me. I'm not trying to dramatize it, but listen, there's a big question mark in my mind. I ain't thought about it a whole lot. But I wouldn't lie to you and tell you I ain't thought about it. When that ticker stops, my world ends. But get this, Bro Jeff, it ain't just my world that ends. I got four daughters. And I ain't a perfect daddy, but I'm the world's best daddy to them girls. Have I made mistakes? Oh, yes. But to four little girls, I'm their world. To that woman right there, I'm her world. And if you ain't, hey listen, I'm not lifting me up. I'm just being honest. You don't know when your number's going to be called. You don't know when your spouse's number is going to be called. Miss Kathy, I ain't want to bring heartache to you, but you didn't know. You didn't know. I know you'd say it was way sooner than I thought or wished. And I'm saying, while you have time before your world ends, before, and more importantly, before their world ends, everybody that's in your orbit, before you run out, before your hourglass is completely empty, be sure that it ain't just you that's ready, but that others in your orbit, make sure you've done everything you could that they too be ready also. Amen. As that verse says, pour into your children the things that matter. Quit worrying about expensive clothes and name brands, this. If you can, go for it. That's great. But quit worrying about things that are going to burn one day, things that moth will consume one day and rust will eat away at one day. Listen, those things, I promise you, I know people. I ain't rich, never claimed to be, and even really never tried to be. Don't care to be, really. I'm being honest. God knows my heart. But I know people who are. You know what they told me? You know about all of them I've talked to? And a lot of them, and I'm talking about big time money. You know what I found out? It don't satisfy. It don't satisfy them. I know of one man tonight, listen, I wouldn't call his name, but I know of a man, he's got more money than he could ever know what to do with. And he loves it so much, he'll go around looking in old houses and stuff, peeling through trash and maggots to pick up pennies. And he's got millions. You know what that tells me? That's his world. He's elevated that above relationships. I've seen him treat people. I've heard him treat people that he supposedly loves and cares about. And while they're hurting and they're dealing with big problems in their life and hurt loved ones, and all this person's worried about is how he's going to get the quickest route, stepping over their feelings and everything they care about in their world to get that dollar that's his world. And I'm saying, whatever you've put in your life, whatever you've prioritized, whatever motivates you and drives you, be honest enough with yourself and with God, and get before God. That's why God said, hey, listen, we ain't supposed to, anything we put above God in our life is an idol. And I know, listen to me, I know how heavy is this thing. If this right here was a wooden idol, some Buddha or some, it ain't fat enough to be Buddha, but it's if that was some kind of idol, ain't a one of us would come in here and bow down and worship and praise a wooden statue, a wooden god. Not a one of us, would we? We'd say, that's crazy, that's ludicrous. But can I tell you, hey, some of us got some idols and some gods in our life that we bow to. And we might not bow down to a piece of wood or a graven image, but we've got some gods in our life that we've allowed to consume us and become our world. And it's robbing us of the real world that God's given us. And that's the people that you care about the most, the people that God's connected and put into your life, that we should be doing everything in our power to make sure that they too are ready also. How do you do it? We got to pray again. We got to get burdened again to pray. Amen. I mean, not now lay me down to sleep. Not God is great. Not our pattern prayers. Not those cliches that we've learned to bob and weave through as we check off our list of daily prayer time. But I'm talking about burdened praying. I'm talking about what the Bible says, the effectual, fervent. Hey, that fervency. Hey, when something's on the line, when it matters. I mean, when it's life or death. When you know that if your prayer don't get through, your world could end. Their world could end. It's a different kind of praying. That's the kind that God said, that kind of praying, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But a limp, lousy, lazy prayer ain't gonna get you nothing but a space of your time wasted. You might as well not even pray. I know that's a big statement, but I'm telling you, you might as well quit wasting your time, and so should I, if we don't take our prayer life more serious than the pop bubble gum and laugh our way. I'm saying the fact that people in our world, people that we love and care about, people that we're going to stand one day on this side with God at the judgment while they're bound hand and foot and hear God say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Bind them hand and foot and cast them in outer darkness. And they're going to look to us who's standing saved, yes, with God, yes, heaven bound, yes, but we're going to watch every friend, every co-worker, every family member that we didn't do our best. I mean our best to pray for, to talk to witness to live right in front of them so we could have an impact in their life to make sure that they too are ready. Lord, help us. Let's stand. Father, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help me. Forgive me, God, for my failures. Lord, forgive me, Lord, for number one, for not looking for you today. God, I pray in Jesus' name you'd help me, Lord, to do better. God, to wake up in the morning with you on my mind, Lord, realizing this could be the day. Oh, God, because the truth is, Lord, if we think and convince ourselves, Lord, that this truly could be the day, Lord, it'll clean our lives up. It'll change our lives, Lord. God, we'll straighten up some things and we'll get serious about some things, Lord, that we've let go. Oh, God, maybe the tears will flow again over those that are lost and dying without you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, you'd help us, Lord. Take your word, help us put it in our heart, God, that we'd be ready also, Lord. We love you and thank you in Christ's name. Listen, for you.